This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for coronavirus dropped slightly this week, the first decline since early June. CPR's John Daly reports.
There are now 134 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's three less than last week. And most utilities are seeing a slight slowdown of the virus in wastewater samples. But cases and the rate of positive tests are both going up. So are emergency department visits diagnosed with the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new report from health officials in Pueblo shows high levels of toxic chemicals in some wells and waterways. KRCC's Charlie Sutherland has more.
PFAS are a family of water-resistant compounds known as forever chemicals. Once they accumulate in soil, water, or the human body, they're very difficult to remove. Pueblo health specialist Megan Crawford says the study focused on wells and waterways downstream from industrial sites. That includes the Arkansas River and Pueblo Reservoir.
It was basically a project to help identify areas of concern and potential point sources. And then that data that we collected can be used to plan possible future remediation efforts if need be.
The Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment tested 77 private wells and 20 bodies of water. The agency detected the highest concentrations of PFAS in wells on Pueblo's northern edge and in Fountain Creek at its confluence with the Arkansas River. Charlie Sutherland, KRCC News.
Travel spending in Colorado rose about 4% to just over $28 billion last year. That's according to a new report from the state's tourism office. The state also collected $1.8 billion in tax revenues from it. Accommodations made up the biggest slice of the pie, followed by food service and transportation and gas. About half of total spending was in Denver, which includes flights from DIA. Thunderstorms today could lead to flash flooding in places where wildfires have been burning over the past couple of weeks. People can sign up with their county emergency messaging system for text messages and updates. This is CPR News.